Now we have on the line for us Michael Cutler. He's a former INS agent for how many years? How were you?
30. Hi, Lydia. Thanks for having me. 30 years.
Just 30 years. So you know a little bit about the border.
Only 30 years. It was a quick career.
How bad? So, Michael Cutler, how can people follow you and find you?
Well, I have my own website, obviously my favorite website in the world. It's Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, michaelcutler.net. I write for Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.com. I write for an outfit called U.S. Incorporated, usinc.org. And I host my own blog talk radio talk show on Friday nights at 7 p.m., the Michael Cutler Hour. But most importantly, I'm here with you right now.
You're a common sense guy. You were on Cats at Night, and that's you make a lot of sense. Tell me just how bad are things at the border? And I feel once again, we're being distracted. I know this is a huge deal, the leak and abortion and all of that, and it's a threat to our democracy. But now the border crisis, it's a national security threat, I believe, at this point.
Not at this point. It has always been. You know, I've testified before something like 16 or 17 congressional hearings. And back then I was called by both parties. I don't know how this became a left or right issue. And I gave testimony to the 9/11 Commission. And before we get into it, I just want everyone to think about the number 19. Why the number 19? Because it just took 19 hijackers on 9/11 to kill more people than we lost to the entire Japanese fleet at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. Think about that comparison. And if you look at the 9/11 Commission report, what they found was that 9/11 and other similar terrorist attacks were only possible because of multiple failures of the immigration system. And tragically, the immigration system, which everyone expects is a law enforcement system, right now it's truly a delivery system and has been for decades.
Again, we're speaking with Michael Cutler. He's a former INS agent for over 30 years. We're talking about the border. I'm Lydia Serrano in for Greg Kelly. Michael Cutler, I mean, what's it going to take? What's it going to take? Because right now we have our border agents, instead of doing their job as law enforcement agents, they're basically a welcoming committee, and they're just busing these people, and they're being dispersed all over the country.
Yeah, and by the way, we're focusing on the Mexican border. How many are coming through the Canadian border? How many are coming along our 95,000 miles of coastline? How many are coming in through international airports and disappearing? We are a nation of 50 border states. Simply looking at the Mexican border is almost a distraction, but the reason that we look at it is because this is the nonsense we've been spoon-fed for decades. Look, interior enforcement is really the critical issue here. And by the way, I spent half my 30-year career with the Drug Task Force. I was the first INS agent assigned to the Unified Intelligence Division of DEA. Human traffickers are frequently drug smugglers. And drug smugglers right now throughout Latin America are working with Hezbollah and other terrorist groups to flood America with narcotics and to enable sleeper agents and criminals and fugitives to enter the United States. We had over 100,000 people die of drug overdoses last year. That doesn't include people killed by the gangs, doesn't include people who perished because they were in car accidents and they were high, or those people who were strung out and desperate for their fix, and they committed violent crimes to get the money to buy narcotics. We're destroying our country. And by the way, this delivery system delivers an unlimited supply of cheap exploitable labor. And it's not just the illegals, it's high-tech visas, an unlimited supply of foreign tourists. And here's the real kicker, Lydia. It delivers a limitless supply of clientele for immigration law firms, and you have immigration attorneys on both sides of the political aisle.
And Mike,
think of it from that perspective.
I know. Thank you for broadening my perspective. And Michael Cutler, I mean, it's this May 23rd. It's just around the corner. That's when Title 42 might be lifted. And Title 42 was the one saving grace we had to send people back due for COVID reasons because of overpopulation at the detention centers. And now what's going to happen if that's going to be lifted? We know that because they want to pack the country with the Democratic voters. That's what I truly believe. It's not because they have some kind of altruistic intention to help these people.
Lydia, not to cut you off, but broaden your perspective. This goes beyond importing voters. It's the destruction of the middle class,
right,
driving more and more Americans to need government assistance.
Agreed.
To make them dependent on government. And the Democrats they're the party of the handout, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to vote for the guy that's giving you free money. That's what they're doing. They're buying votes with
especially if you can't afford to put the lights on between inflation and loss of jobs and the massive increase in homelessness. Why do you think we have homelessness? Part of it is drugs. Part of it is mental illness. But how many people are homeless because they lost their jobs or their wages became so low compared to the cost of housing that they could no longer hang on to that house or that apartment? This is the engineered destruction of our economy. And at the same time, we're destroying national security, public safety. And by the way, the border wall, we're told it's a wall of hate. And the Republicans did not want to fund it either, if you remember, when they had control of the House and Senate. The border wall, believe it or not, was not designed to stop a single person from entering the United States, because the border wall did not block off ports of entry. All the border wall did was to try to prevent people from evading the vetting process that we conducted ports of entry to keep out criminals and terrorists and spies and people who pose a threat to public safety, public health, and the jobs and wages of American workers. So this isn't a wall of hate. Okay, the immigration laws make no distinction about race, religion, or ethnicity. If they did, I couldn't have enforced those laws for 30 seconds, let alone 30 years. My family was decimated in the Holocaust. The laws are about protecting us. If you go to Title 8, United States Code Section 1182, it enumerates who we're trying to keep out. And it's all about people with dangerous diseases or criminals or terrorists or human rights violators, people who pose a threat. Why in the world would you take down our shields at a dangerous time? We know that Iran is working through Hezbollah throughout Latin America with human traffickers. China is flooding America with unprecedented levels of fentanyl, which is killing people in ways we've never seen before. We know that Russia would love to bring their people in to act as saboteurs. So how in the world does this make sense? The one question someone needs to ask Jen Psaki and these other politicians in Washington, how do these policies benefit Americans? Let's not talk about why the flight's coming at night and all this other business, because she knows how to wriggle off the hook. I was going to teach debate on the college level when I had the opportunity to become an agent. My degree was in communications, arts, and sciences. I jokingly call it my BA in BS. But in reality, it's about the art of the question. And the one question every politician seeking elected office should be made to answer: how would your policies benefit the average American family? How's that for an interesting question?
That would be an amazing question, but a lot of these reporters don't have the courage. And I'm sure she is really good as a White House press. She has a lot of white. She's a good White House press secretary because she never fully answers. And then when she does answer the question, it's nonsensical. And then the president himself, just a short time.
She's the Artful Dodger.
She is.
She's
really
the Artful Dodger.
She is. And just a short time ago, you had President Biden talking not about Hezbollah, like you mentioned, not about the sex traffickers, the drug traffickers, all the other terrorists, because I consider them terrorists because they are putting terror on our land. He says that MAGA is the greatest threat facing our nation. They're the greatest. What did he call them? Threats. Let's play that Biden clip one more time so you can hear it for yourself, Michael Cutler.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
He's unbelievable. What are we going to do?
Most extreme. Putting Americans first is something that he will never do because, look, he's bought and paid for. Most of these politicians, their campaign contributions are bribes, okay? Everybody hates lobbyists, right? Well, guess who the employees of the lobbyists are? The politicians who take the money. It's an employer-employer relationship. They take the money and they do as they are expected to do because otherwise the money will stop. Kind of like going to work for a boss, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Michael Cutler. Always, you're great. And your website again?
It's michaelcutler.net. And folks, don't fight with your friends and neighbors. We're all on the same side as Americans.
Absolutely.
This divide and conquer strategy is being used by the enemies of America, and some of them are the enemies within. Let's sit down as Americans and have peaceful, fact-based, rational discussions. Summer's coming. Barbecues are coming. Let's get together and let's put our heads together as Americans and do what's best for us.
I know. I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much. God bless you, Michael Cutler. Keep it right here. I'm Lydia Serrani in for Greg Kelly. I got two lines open, 1-800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-9222. We got so much more to talk about. We're going to talk about crime. We're going to talk about black-on-black violence. Keep it right here in for the Greg Kelly Show.
Greg Kelly.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.